Great Bench with Regions of Washington Street. Your home for the perfect match on Cork Red FM.
So who's the fastest?
Yeah, that'd have to be Bud Hartlett, yeah, surely. Speed seems to be reflected by a lot of the smaller fellas on the team, I suppose. Yeah. Bud Hartlett, Willie Griffin, these guys, but they're absolute rockets.
Who's the slowest?
I'd say Dan McCormack by a country mile anyway. He's carrying a few pounds overweight and hopefully with a few hard months now. I think he's going to America for the summer, so I don't know, will he lose much of that over there?
He might sweat it out on Maldives. Yeah, yeah.
Who's the most skillful? Who's got all the tricks?
Willie Griffin.
I suppose Willie Griffin's the only man I've ever seen to put two different balls one after the other and control the hurley with the opposite hand on top. Seems to have used the hurley like a little wand, and it's only about 22 inches long anyway. Yeah. So
he's only around 4'2", so.
And you'll have Rob White hovering around in trying to do a fancy pickup somewhere or other.
Who's the most competitive in training? Who is the best trainer? Who's always kind of like first in, last out kind of a mentality?
I'd say Jack O'Hearn, we definitely thereabouts anyway.
I suppose first man pucking balls before training and last leave, yeah, kind of hit and freeze, just loves to puck. Probably comes home 2 o'clock in the morning from a night out and is pucking up against the wall in College Road, kind of a fella.
Great stuff. Like obviously, I presume because you're all in college, you have some level of intelligence, but who is the most intelligent?
I suppose we'd have to give it to David Glynn, the doctor, I suppose.
David Glynn, the doctor, fullback.
I don't think he made much hospital this week, but I'd say the best man for the book is probably David Glynn.
Who is the least intelligent then?
Has to go to James Barry. The man can barely speak English. Like, he's a different dialect of English altogether. Like, and I'm telling you now, if you had him in here, you wouldn't be able to understand anything he'd say, I'd say.
Who is the worst dressed around the place? Who just is wearing dodgy clothes all the time?
I suppose Rob White's waistcoats again as usual are absolutely appalling.
Fond of wearing his grandfather's tops, and James Casson as well wears lovely shoes.
Who's the best dressed? Who's the kind of suit around the place kind of?
Best dressed man the team this year. I suppose we give it to Killian Murphy, I suppose.
Killian Murphy, he's
probably the most fond of himself anyway, so we give him the best dressed.
Yeah,
I was going to say who loves himself the most then after that.
Oh, I suppose that would have to be William Egan then, though.
William Egan, that's a leaving issue, I suppose.
Great stuff that you were straight in with that one anyway. Who's the loudest in the dressing room?
I suppose Bus Lane with his laugh, I suppose, would probably qualify
Kieran
for the
Lane, yeah. Kieran Lane from Kilworth. Jesus, he laughs a lot.
Who is the toughest? Who's the guy you wouldn't want to mess with?
David Glynn nearly fall into that category again.
Yeah, I suppose Paul Hapney had maybe the angry side to him, maybe we're running on the wrong side of Hawks now.
Does anybody have a really, really good nickname in the UCC squad?
Muffins is known as the Lizard, aren't you?
He's the Lizard, yeah. Lee Griffin, the Lizard, they call him in Limerick.
Who has the worst taste in music? I know you've been on a few trips around the place. Is there anybody just with shocking taste in music on the iPods and stuff?
Yeah, I suppose that would have to go to Brian Sullivan there from Waterford. Big fan of the Spice Girls there, and Bewitched was probably his favourite band of all time.
You've had a few nights out, like you said, last weekend. The worst dancer, who embarrasses the whole group?
That would nearly have to be Mark Howard, would it?
Mark Howard, yeah. Also, he's got a rapidly receding hairline and just doesn't do himself any favours when he's dancing like that.
His signature move, I think, is putting up a t-shirt and showing the six pack, so...
Geordie Shore style, kind of, is it?
Yeah, Passage Shore, I think they call it.
Very good, and finally, who's longest in the shower?
Killian Murphy takes ages, I suppose.
Killian Murphy takes a while, right?
He takes ages, yeah.
Takes a while.